This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. Honey, we got a wonderful topic today.
We are so excited to spend a little bit of time with you today, and we're grateful that you chose to do the same with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to get right to our topic today, and it's called Having Trouble Setting Boundaries.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read what that's about.
Yeah. Well, if your self-worth comes from being over-responsible, saying no can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But in this podcast, learn how healthy self-respect cultivates healthy human relationships.
That's so true.
No is a complete sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what does no do? No, kind of sets boundaries. Because there is no mistaking, you know, hey, man, can you help me out with this or something? No, I can't. There's no like, well, I wonder if you meant yes. No, no's no. So
no means no.
That's right.
It's very simple. No's a complete sentence.
It is.
Okay? But it's hard if you're a people pleaser, if you feel like, you know, that's where you get your self-worth from, or you're going to disappoint mm-hmm. someone. It's tough. It's learned.
You know, and in the Ten Commandments, God basically was saying, no. I mean, this is some things you just do not do, you know, and if you do, you need to repent. But, you know, these are boundaries that God has kind of set for us, especially the last six. The last six, we discovered that.
I love what we discovered in the Word about that. The last six of the Ten Commandments are what? Boundaries.
That's right.
And why is that? Well, let's read them.
Yeah, well, we need to know this. This is Exodus 20 in the Old Testament, 12 through 17. Okay, but it's really cool. It is cool that these boundaries are for healthy human relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to help us, you know. And, of course, the first four, you know, you must not have any other God before me. You know, you must not have any other idols. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You must not misuse or take the name of the Lord in vain, and you must remember the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm. So to reiterate, the last six mm-hmm. of the Ten Commandments are all about what we're talking about today, boundaries. Don't murder, that's a boundary. Don't commit adultery, that's a boundary. Don't steal, don't lie, don't covet anything belonging to your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he summed it all up by saying, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. It's the greatest commandment, all right, and assumes that we have cultivated a healthy self-respect, following it up with loving actions that respect the boundaries of other people.
That's right. You know, and Jesus kind of summed up the human relational boundaries like this. Love your neighbor. You know, if you love your neighbor, then you're not going to, you know, you're going to honor your father and your mother. You're not going to murder. You're not going to commit adultery. You're not going to steal. You're not going to lie. And you're not going to covet what they have if you love your neighbor first. You know, that's why he tells us, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love others.
Right.
You know, and if you have that type of heart, then these last six commandments, it's not going to happen.
Have you had a hard time with that, with being able to say no and having boundaries set for yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be the worst, man. Mm-hmm. I could not say no. I remember when I was first saved, I was in every ministry invented in my church. I was going everywhere in the world, you know, trying to be, you know, Mr. Ministry, you know, yeah, I was trying to save the world, you know, Scott the Savior. Mm-hmm. And then my mentor, by the grace of God, just pulled me aside one day and said, hey, man, I said, how many ministries are you actually in the church? And I said, about seven. And he said, really? He said, I want you to do away with six of them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because how's your relationship with God right now? How much time are you spending alone with him? And I looked at him and I said, yeah, it has kind of interfered. And he said, it's not about what you do. It's about who he is.
Right.
And you need to learn more every day about who he is. So I want you to let go of six of them. So I did.
Yeah. And see that when we talk about boundaries, we're not just talking about with people and employers and neighbors and family members. We're also talking about boundaries that keep you from spending time with God, because you can't say no to one more activity, to one more ministry, to one more time to go out with the guys or go out with the girls or whatever the case may be. Boundaries are important. That's how we maintain our health as well as a healthy respect for ourselves, so that we can have healthy relationships. And people that are not, you know, don't care too much about us, they'll let size that up about us and realize, you know, he can't say no or she can't say no. Let's get them to do it. They won't say no. And that's so wrong.
Yeah,
that is very wrong. And a lot of people have very kind dispositions and or have the gift of mercy, and you gotta understand that and not take advantage of people, because it's hard for some people to say no.
It is.
We gotta respect that and let them know. I know you have a hard time saying no to this. But we wanted to not, you know, didn't want you to feel left out. We wanted to give you the opportunity to say yes or no.
Right.
Instead of just saying, here it is, do it.
And if someone says no to you, there's a reason. Don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything we pray to do with them and their relationship with God. Okay? But you know what? They may just be overwhelmed.
Right.
They may have, you know, kids at home, or a job that's stressing them out. You know, they don't have the time to spend with their wife. You know, I mean, it is what it is. Don't base your basis of loving them just because they say no.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It may be the most healthy thing they could say to you.
That's right.
Okay. So there's other people out there, you know, that maybe aren't in this situation that may be able to help you in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hold it over someone's head.
Right.
You know, don't infiltrate their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make them feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thank God for my mentor. You know, I'm going to give a shout out to him, Bill Bornstein at Harvest Bible Church in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, Bill, thank you. Thank you for loving me so much that you said, you know what, man, you're losing your relationship with Christ because you're doing so much in the ministry. Mm-hmm. He said, gosh. He said that that's the most important thing.
It is.
And so I thank you for that, you know. And I pray that this is resonating to some people out there, you know. But you know what? If you are trying to do all this and that, you know, and don't have boundaries and, oh, I can't say no, I'll make them mad, you know. Maybe they won't like me. Let it go.
Because there's one person we don't want you to say no to anymore.
That's right. And his name is Jesus.
That's right.
And you know what? You may have never given your life to him. Or maybe you have and you walked away because you were doing so many things, you lost your relationship with him. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe you're sitting in church every Sunday doing the thing, doing the church thing, but you know deep in your heart you've never given your heart to him. Well, today's the day. Today's the day to set those boundaries that you're going to let Jesus set for you from now on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would pray this prayer and have salvation. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We love you. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us of our sins when we ask you to do so. And because of us, because of that, Father, my sins are forgiven. Thank you for the cross. We know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day to give us a new beginning and a new life. Lord Jesus, set my boundaries so I'm always focused on you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, how exciting is that?
That is. And we want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you gave your life to Christ or have any type of comment, email us at info@livingitup.org. And I also want to give a shout out to people who are donating to our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We really encourage you, and we were praying that you want to be a partner with us, a monthly partner. And if you can do that by going to our website at livingitup.org, go to the Give button, and then there's a Donate button there, and you just go from there.
If this is helping you or helping someone you know, we just would be honored for you to come on board to help us keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we want you to remember one thing, okay? No is a complete sentence.
Yes, it is.
And it's okay. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.